Hello and welcome to another podcast for the Social Media Driving Licence. It's Ange here again.
And Andy again as well.
And we've got another guest, it's Monique Boddington. She's a researcher at the Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning. And she's going to talk to us today about her experiences of live tweeting.
Yeah. Hi Monique.
Hello.
Good to have you here. So I understand recently you were involved in an event where you were live tweeting, and also there was a story file that was produced afterwards.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, we just kind of want to hear about your experience of that.
Mm. Well, to put it in context, the event was for an EU project, and we were doing 5 days, 2 days workshop for the facilitators and then 3 days for the students. And we felt that live tweeting the event was a really good way of kind of get out there what we were doing as we were doing it. But I guess the issue is you've got so many people following on, but what do you do after the event is over? What do you do once you've done all that live tweeting? Mm. And you want to keep some kind of record of it, because obviously social media is very much about the now, so how can we record this?
Yeah.
And it was suggested to use Storify, which I have never used before. I've shown a few examples and kind of went from there. It was it's a really easy tool to pick up. I think that's the first thing, you know, it's something very, very easy to use. If you've got basic knowledge, you can just pick it up. And then it's something you can just build a story about. It's about building that narrative of the event, building that story, and building that kind of permanent record. And not only using Twitter, because we drew in Facebook, because we had things going on Facebook.
Yeah.
Drawing in websites, so we could link it to, for example, the project website, the partners' websites as well. And, you know, it's a really nice tool for really getting kind of the narrative, but then also kind of creating a permanent record. I mean, one of the things funders are really kind of concerned with is, you know, kind of keeping a record of your dissemination.
Sure.
So Storify is actually a really good way as well of keeping that record. You know, to say, look, we've been doing this. This is a record of the dissemination around this event as well.
Yeah. Did you run into any problems with it? Was there any difficulty?
I guess there's a couple of things that the tool can't do. For example, I really wanted to upload my own images, you know, because I think it's important not just to have the tweets, but have a lot more of the embedded images. And you could embed images, but you had to use like a third party. You can't directly kind of embed an image onto Storify.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think learning, if I was to do it again, I'd make it much more shorter. I mean, if you live tweet event, you've suddenly got several hundred tweets.
Yeah. Mm.
And you get all these brilliant tweets, and you're like, I really love that one. I want to keep that one. Yeah. And I really love that one, and I want to keep that one. But I think with Storify, I wish if I had done it again, that I had kind of been a lot more brutal in my sense, you know, cut it down a lot more. Because then it's something brief, it's a lot more accessible.
So do you think maybe people were put off because it was several pages worth of...
I think I did one, it was 2 pages, which is, I think, too long.
Okay.
And I think, in hindsight, I would like to make it more, you know, tell a story and make it briefer and quicker.
Yeah.
So it's much more accessible.
Yeah. So you'd use it again?
Yes, I would.
And would you live tweet again?
Yes, definitely, yes. Yeah. I mean, it was really nice because it was a brand new account we had, and it was really nice to see how quickly we were getting followers and how quickly we were getting interest and how quickly we could kind of get in touch with people we knew to get them more involved in the project.
So would you say it was fair to say it helped you make the most of the event?
I think it adds to the event. I think it kind of, you know, I think given the fact that the program, it works on its own, but I think it just adds to it and gets those conversations going.
Okay.
I guess that's always the difficult with anything like this, is getting people on that platform to start off with.
Mm. Yes.
And, you know, encouraging them to actually use that and do it. But I would really recommend the use of live tweeting and also the Storify. And I think the Storify actually does a lot of ticking off as well for perhaps people who are not so convinced about the live tweeting.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think actually it kind of, because it creates this permanent longer life thing and something you can go, well, look, this is, you know, the story of how we did it.
Yeah.
And also shows the people getting interested, like the students tweeting. I mean, that's great to have these different voices and show their interest as well.
So it allows you to sort of add to the academic record and
perhaps
the level of abstraction away from Twitter means that to sell it to someone who doesn't use Twitter is like, well, look at all the good things that you could do. with Twitter. You know, yeah, this is where exactly. It can be used.
And not only Twitter. I mean, Storify, obviously, you can bring in links from other websites as well, other platforms, quite a few. Some I don't use, but yes, a lot. And actually, it's another good way of measuring the impact of your social media. Because if you have that Storify, you have the number of views on it, you can demonstrate the number of people getting involved in the conversation as well for things like when you have external funders or when you want to kind of, you know, say to people, look at this event and how much interest, you've got quite a way of saying, well, you know, go and look at that and you can see how many people got interested.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today. That's been enlightening. I think we've run out of time, so... all that remains for us to do is say thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monique.
Thanks, Monique.